and proceeded to drink them. The others were pretty legless and talking nonsense to each other when a tall man with grey hair walked into the yard. I recognised the military bearing and was expecting a bollocking for the noise. Instead, he singled me out. "Would you and one of your friends like to earn some cash? I have a little job I need doing by discreet individuals who don't ask questions." "How much?" I asked. "A couple of 100," he said. "Maybe more later." "What do you want us to do?" "Wait until you're sober, then go and see someone. Knock on their door and frighten them a bit. No rough stuff, mind. Just threats. Do you think you could manage that?" "Yes," I said, almost adding "sir." I was used to following orders, and I couldn't afford to turn down that sort of money. 100 up front." He extracted a wallet from his inside jacket pocket and took out 2 50s and a piece of paper with an address on it. I gave one of the 50s to Dave. Cal and Rob had wandered off. "Where can we find you for the rest of the payment?" I asked. "I live in a house on Walton Street behind this garage." He pointed to one of the better maintained garages on the lane. "Number 17. "Should we use your name when we're doing the threatening?" "You won't need to. They'll know who sent you." He turned round.